landlocked being Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County. Landlocked east of U.S. Route 13, 1/4 mile south of Road 462, also known as Gordy Road, and being east of Laurel, to be located on 5.9458 acres, more or less. In the commission report to council, we have comments from the Department of Transportation. We heard comments from Mr. Warrington and David Rudd, his attorney. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson noted that there are commercial uses on both sides of the property, that the intended use is expansion of the existing Route 13 outlet market. Mr. Wheatley noted that the expansion should improve the access to the market, that the site is located in a developing area along the highway corridor, and that the comprehensive plan references development along highway corridors. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of this application based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant has satisfied me, being Mr. Smith, that this is the highest and best use of the property since the site is surrounded by present commercial C1 zoning. Two, the site is in a developing area along a highway corridor. Three, the comprehensive plan update promotes development along highway corridors. Four, this will protect and promote the best interest of the county. And there was a motion seconded and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved. For the reasons stated, that motion carried 4-0. I received one additional comment, being the memorandum from the Conservation District as it relates to this parcel. The soils are mapped to be East Burlamy sand, two different types, or two different slopes. Keenansville loamy sand and Rumford loamy sand, all four soil types have slight limitations for development. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. The Eastboro, both types, and the Rumford are considered of statewide importance. The Keenansville is considered prime farmland. One of the Eastboro with a lesser slope is considered hydric and small depressions. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the triangle property and a copy of a soil survey map number 56, also showing the property. I didn't pass down the site map on this app or the survey on this application. It's just a survey of the triangle. There is no site plan. It's not required by the application. The last page of the report shows the surrounding area. It shows that the immediate property to the south, the O'Neill property, is zoned commercial. The immediate property to the east and north is the Route 13 outlets and other businesses in the Genosic buildings that exist. A small portion of the property is zoned AR, which is in greenhouses, I believe, now on that property, which are commercial. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have a question.
We're only talking about this side. Right?
No, just the triangle to that one side.
Is there anyone here in support of or to present change of zone 1593 regarding Donald J. Warrington?
Like you're a Lone Ranger, Dave. Kevin just came in.
I'll tell you, there are some that you just ask for.
Mr. Rutt, you've heard the director's comments. Is there anything you wish to add to those?
Say no.
No. This is a fill-in, just like the one you had before. There's nothing you can do with this property except to add it to the Route 13 outlet. That property, or the owner of that property, has this under contract, so it will be an extension of that existing property. So, I won't belabor the point, and if brevity will get me votes, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rutt. If you would take a seat, unless the council has any questions for you or your client.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
That's a once in a lifetime.
If you gentlemen would take a seat, I will ask for the record, is there anyone present this evening in support of or in opposition to change of zone 1593, Donald J. Warrington? Seeing that there is none, I would suggest that the public hearing be closed.
I agree.
Public hearing is closed.
I would too.
Read the title.
Gentlemen, this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.9458 acres of land, more or less, being changed to zone 1593 Donald J. Warrington.
I make a motion we approve CZ 1593.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to approve changes item number 1593, that of Donald J. Warrington. Questions, gentlemen? Mr. Cole.
Yes. It's an extension of a C1 district. And
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips.
Appears to be infill again. I vote yes.
Cole votes yes. Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also. It is, I think, an infill, and it's the only purpose for that piece of property can certainly be used.
Mr. Dukes.
My vote is yes. It's contiguous to C1.
It's contiguous to commercial. My vote is yes.
It's the fastest public hearing David ever had.
Big motion, we adjourn.
Motion by Mr. Cole to adjourn at